जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी
And now chapter 11, Lord Ramachandra rules the world. Shukdev Goswami said,
Thereafter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, accepted an acharya and performed sacrifices with opulent paraphernalia. Thus he himself worshipped himself, for he is the Supreme Lord of all demigods. Lord Ramachandra gave the entire east to the Hota priest, the entire south to the Brahma priest, the west to the Advaryu priest, and the north to the Udgata priest, the reciter of the Sam Veda. In this way he donated his kingdom. Thereafter, thinking that because the Brahmins have no material desires, they should possess the entire world, Lord Ramachandra delivered the land between the east, west, north, and south to the Acharya. After thus giving everything in charity to the Brahmins, Lord Ramachandra retained only his personal garments and ornaments, and similarly the queen, Mother Sita, was left with only her nose ring and nothing else. All the Brahmins who were engaged in the various activities of the sacrifice were very pleased with Lord Ramachandra, who was greatly affectionate and favorable to the Brahmins. Thus, with melted hearts, they returned all the property received from him and spoke as follows. O Lord, you are the master of the entire universe. What have you not given us? You have entered the core of our hearts and dissipated the darkness of our ignorance by your effulgence. This is the supreme gift. We do not need a material donation. O Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead who have accepted the Brahmins as your worshipable deity. Your knowledge and memory are never disturbed by anxiety. You are the chief of all famous persons within this world, and your lotus feet are worshipped by sages who are beyond the jurisdiction of punishment. O Lord Ramachandra, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Once while Lord Ramachandra was walking at night incognito, hiding himself by a disguise to find out the people's opinion of himself, he heard a man speaking unfavorably about his wife, Sita Devi. Speaking to his unchaste wife, the man said, You go to another man's house, and therefore you are unchaste and polluted. I shall not maintain you any more. A henpecked husband like Lord Ram may accept a wife like Sita, who went to another man's house, but I am not henpecked like him, and therefore I shall not accept you again. Men with a poor fund of knowledge and a heinous character speak nonsensically. Fearing such rascals, Lord Ramachandra abandoned his wife, Sita Devi, although she was pregnant. Thus Sita Devi went to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. When the time came, the pregnant mother Sita Devi gave birth to twin sons, later celebrated as Lava and Kusha. The ritualistic ceremonies for their birth were performed by Valmiki Muni. O Maharaj Pariksit, Lord Lakshman had two sons named Angada and Chitraketu, and Lord Bharat also had two sons named Taksha and Pushkala. Shatrughna had two sons named Subahu and Shrutasena. When Lord Bharat went to conquer all directions, he had to kill many millions of Gandharvas, who are generally pretenders. Taking all their wealth, he offered it to Lord Ramchandra. Shatrughna also killed a Rakshasa named Lavana, who was the son of Madhu Rakshasa. Thus he established in the great forest known as Madhuvan the town known as Mathura. Being forsaken by her husband, Sita Devi entrusted her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni. Thus meditating upon the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra, she entered into the earth. After hearing the news of Mother Sita's entering the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was certainly aggrieved. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon remembering the exalted qualities of Mother Sita, he could not check his grief in transcendental love. The attraction between man and woman, or male and female, always exists everywhere, making everyone always fearful. Such feelings are present even among the controllers, like Brahma and Lord Shiva, and is the cause of fear for them, what to speak of others who are attached to household life in this material world. After Mother Sita entered the earth, Lord Ramchandra observed complete celibacy and performed an uninterrupted Agnihotra Yajna for 13,000 years. After completing the sacrifice, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet were sometimes pierced by thorns when he lived in Dandakaranya, placed those lotus feet in the hearts of those who always think of him. Then he entered his own abode, the Vaikuntha planet, beyond the Brahma Jyoti. Lord Ramchandra's reputation for having killed Ravan with showers of arrows at the request of the demigods, and for having built a bridge over the ocean, does not constitute the factual glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, whose spiritual body is always engaged in various pastimes. Lord Ramchandra has no equal or superior, and therefore he had no need to take help from the monkeys to gain victory over Ravan. Lord Ramachandra's spotless name and fame, which vanquish all sinful reactions, are celebrated in all directions, like the ornamental cloth of the victorious elephant that conquers all directions. Great saintly persons like Markandeya Rishi still glorify his characteristics in the assemblies of great emperors like Maharaj Yudhishthir. Similarly, all the saintly kings and all the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, worship the Lord by bowing down with their helmets. Let me offer my obeisances unto his lotus feet. Lord Ramchandra returned to his abode, to which bhakti yogis are promoted. This is the place to which all the inhabitants of Ayodhya went after they served the Lord in his manifest pastimes by offering him obeisances, touching his lotus feet, fully observing him as a father-like king, sitting or lying down with him like equals, or even just accompanying him. O King Pariksit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities.
How did the Lord conduct himself, and how did he behave in relationship with his brothers, who were expansions of his own self? And how did his brothers and the inhabitants of Ayodhya treat him?
After accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his younger brother Bharat, Lord Ramchandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. During the reign of Lord Ramchandra, the streets of the capital, Ayodhya, were sprinkled with perfumed water and drops of perfumed liquor, thrown about by elephants from their trunks. When the citizens saw the Lord personally supervising the affairs of the city in such opulence, they appreciated this opulence very much. The palaces, the palace gates, the assembly houses, the platforms for meeting places, the temples and all such places were decorated with golden water pots and bedecked with various types of flags. Wherever Lord Ramchandra visited, auspicious welcome gates were constructed with banana trees and betel nut trees full of flowers and fruits. The gates were decorated with various flags made of colorful cloth and with tapestries, mirrors, and garlands. Wherever Lord Ramchandra visited, the people approached him with paraphernalia of worship and begged the Lord's blessings. O Lord, they said, as you rescued the earth from the bottom of the sea in your incarnation as a boar, may you now maintain it. Thus we beg your blessings. Thereafter, not having seen the Lord for a long time, the citizens, both men and women, being very eager to see him, left their homes and got up on the roofs of the palaces. Being incompletely satiated with seeing the face of the lotus-eyed Lord Ramchandra, they showered flowers upon him. Thereafter Lord Ramchandra entered the palace of his forefathers. Within the palace were various treasures and valuable wardrobes. The sitting places on the two sides of the entrance door were made of coral. The yards were surrounded by pillars of Vaidurya mani. The floor was made of highly polished Marakata mani, and the foundation was made of marble. The entire palace was decorated with flags and garlands and bedecked with valuable stones shining with a celestial effulgence. The palace was fully decorated with pearls and surrounded by lamps and incense. The men and women within the palace all resembled demigods and were decorated with various ornaments which seemed beautiful because of being placed on their bodies. Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chief of the best learned scholars, resided in that place with his pleasure potency, Mother Sita, and enjoyed complete peace. Without transgressing the religious principles, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by devotees in meditation, enjoyed with all the paraphernalia of transcendental pleasure for as long as needed. Thus ends the 11th chapter of the 9th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Lord Ramchandra Rules the World.